Memoir. Mr. Thomas Brooks was a very affecting preacher, and useful to many. Though he used many homely phrases and sometimes too familiar resemblances, which to nice critics might appear ridiculous, he did more good to souls than many who deliver the most exact compositions. And let the wits of the age pass what censures they please, he that winneth souls is wise. Mr. Brooks had been for some time preacher at St. Thomas Apostle, and about the year 1651 was chosen by the majority of the parishioners of St. Mary Magdalene. Gathering a church there in the congregational way, the rest of the parish preferred a petition against him to the committee of ministers, and he published a defense against their charges. He died September 27, 1680. His friend, Mr. Reeve, preached his funeral sermon and succeeded him. Mr. Baxter makes especial mention of Mr. Brooks amongst those independent ministers who opened their meetings more publicly than before after the fire of London. His farewell address to his people, which has no text, appears to have been published by himself. It is peculiarly adapted for usefulness. We shall therefore here introduce a full analysis of it, and the rather, as the account of Mr. Brooks is so brief. It will give the reader a more just idea of the man than anything that could be said of him. He first answers three queries, namely, 1. Why men make such opposition to the plain, powerful, conscientious preaching of the gospel? 2. What goes from a people when the gospel goes? Answer, peace, prosperity, safety, civil liberty, true glory, and soul happiness, the presence of God. See 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 9, and chapter 15, verses 3, 5, and 6, and 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 22, and Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. 3. Whether God will remove the gospel from England. Many reasons to hope the contrary. There may be a darkness upon it, but when it is darkest, it is nearest day. He then proceeds to give his people some hints of advice, which he calls legacies, hoping they might be of use to them in the perusal, when he had not the advantage of speaking to them in public. 1. Secure your interest in Christ. This is not a time for a man to be between hopes and fears. Take not up with an outward form, crying, "The temple of the Lord." 2. Make Christ and Scripture the only foundation for your souls, and for faith to build upon. 3. In all places and companies, be sure to carry your soul preservatives with you, a holy care and wisdom, as men carry outward preservatives with them in infectious times. 4. See that all your graces, your faith, love, courage, zeal, resolution, magnanimity, rise higher by opposition, threatenings, and sufferings. Say as David, "If this be vile, I will be more vile." 5. Take more pains to keep yourselves from sin than from suffering. See Acts chapter 2, verse 40, and Revelations chapter 3, verse 4. 6. Be always doing or receiving.